She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many? Run it up, run it up.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. This is your girl Moneybags, and I have my co-host here with me today.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Hollywood. He is back in the building. What's good?
And we have two lovely guests in the building today. I'm going to let them plug themselves. Feel free to plug anything you have going on. Plug your social media handles and any other businesses.
Hi, everybody. This is Josette Maria. You can find me on all social media platforms, _ Josette Maria. I am located in Atlanta, but I do travel. I am a certified body sculpting practitioner. So check me out on Instagram, JosetteMaria_LLC.
Hey. Hey, this is Mr. Gray. Y'all can catch me on IG at MrGray744 and Facebook, MrGray744. Y'all check me out. I'm into a lot of different stuff. I won't get into it right now, but we'll see as the night go along.
And y'all, he also family of mine from Cleveland.
I just
grew up really closely with my mom. So yeah, just wanted to let y'all know that. Okay, so for today's sex position of the day, we have the peg.
Uh-oh.
So the peg, it's funny that it's called the peg because we had recently been talking about pegs. But yeah,
you know, that peg shit is like a new thing. So.
So it says, this one is a bit challenging at first, but worth a try nonetheless. The man has to lay down on his side and the woman is in the opposite direction. She wraps her legs around his legs and holds his legs with her hand. So y'all know we're going to post the imagery, but that's what it looks like for our guest today.
Oh, my.
This is the position today.
Yeah, that's like some, and you really got to be in love for that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Y'all stay saying you got to be in love for like a position.
That position is just like you tangled
locked, up. Right, it's like you locked.
You literally locked and tangled.
Now, I feel like going to hit some G-spots for sure.
Mr. Gray, what you got to say?
Is that a sex position?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It looked like a wrestling. Ain't that the figure four legs? He the one hurt. She
is giving WWE.
He gonna tap out.
Right. Oh my god. Okay, and before we get into the icebreaker game today, y'all, we do want to send our thanks to all that came out and supported and donated, contributed, or even if you bought like the virtual tickets for our live show that happened a few weeks ago. It was amazing. Like, we had an amazing time. We've been getting great feedback.
Yes.
So we are looking forward to doing another. It won't be as big as that one until next year, guys. Y'all got to give us some time. It was a lot.
It was a lot
for the first show, but so glad it was a success.
Yes.
And I do know that we were talking as well about possibly letting you guys purchase the footage from the live show. It was intense. So yes. Look forward to that as well. And for today's icebreaker game, kicking it off to Mr. Hollywood.
All right, y'all. So the icebreaker game, you know, the reason why we do this is just to open, you know, for our guests to just to break, you know, break them in, break them off, because we have some good questions for them. So this is something to kind of open them up. So, I, you know, when we was little, we all had like a sexy game we used to do when we was little. I know in Texas we did, hide and go get. You know, hide and go get. You hide and you got. You got it.
Great.
So, you know, so I just want to, like, of course, ask some of our guest co-hosts that, you know, what type of games did you all play? And we have kind of like an old school, you know. Well, he ain't too old school, but Mr. Gray, he's still a player from the Himalayas. I'm talking to you, Mr. Gray. You know, he still got his judge or whatever. Yes. He's still youthful and everything. So I want to start off with Mr. Gray.
Nigga, I'm 6 months older than you. What the
next lifetime. I'm gonna start off with Mr. Gray. Like, what games that you all play? I know we kind of like maybe a generation off or whatever. What did y'all used to do as like maybe your from like 12 to 15 different sexual games and stuff you used to do to, you know, you
sexual games?
Sexual games. You don't play, don't you? We know you a freak, nigga.
Maybe give an example.
You know, when you're young, you you know, girls didn't really like us. I mean, they were kind of tomboyish too, so we had to, you know, we had to play with them, wrestle them. You know what I'm saying? You know, they was like kids. I mean, we weren't into sex, but I mean, of course, we kind of thought that, you know, we knew y'all were opposite sex, and and y'all had a couple bumps that we didn't have, and we was like, okay, okay. But we wouldn't put into sexual games at 12 years old. I mean, I know y'all are a little more advanced now, but
see, I don't think he knows what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, you know, it was games like where you kind of initiated sex. So it was like again, my example, hide and go get. So it's basically hide and go seek with a twist. So you hide and then you go seek and then you find them, you hunch them. You know, different like sexual games that, you know, y'all used to play. I know y'all had the games. Yeah, y'all started the shit.
Say freaky, go get it, say freaky game.
You know, freaky game.
He said, yeah. I didn't go get it.
You never got it. That's it.
Exactly. I'm still playing that shit.
So y'all didn't play any type of game? Like,
no, we played Monopoly, dog. I mean,
you know, and y'all didn't, you wasn't rubbing under, like, y'all didn't do, like, come on, y'all wasn't that conservative now.
No, I'm right. Saying, no, we play games, but, you know, most of the girls, they, you know, they was, like I said, they kind of tomboyish, you know what I'm saying? They weren't like girly girls. When you had 12, you know what I'm saying? Now it's a little different now, you know, these kids wearing hair and nails and now they all into their femininity. I get that, but our game was push our ass on the ground and get on top of her.
Okay. to the point. Okay. Straight to the point.
And
so, okay, what Josh said, I know culturally speaking, you are from the island. So did y'all have like any island sexual games or freaky games, to put it in, like things that y'all did over in Jamaica?
Rub the coconut.
Well, the coconut. He's stupid. I'm trying to remember because, like, I remember, like,
hide the plan.
No, like, what hide what plan? So I remember, like, the couple of times that I was able to play with, like, the kids in Jamaica. We didn't do that. We was riding bikes and playing in the dirt with rocks, and we couldn't do no hide and go get.
Nice,
the parents would kill us, you know.
But no, so this is outside of the parents. So this is like, you know, when you did your shit when the parents weren't watching.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that's actually in America. I remember, like, okay, in the neighborhood, we used to, you know, be playing outside and stuff. And the hide and go get, you know, and we play nigga knock and run off, and then you run off with a little boy here. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so explain. Like, elaborate. Name a time or, you know, a situation where you was like, you know what, today I'm feeling freaky. I want to go hide and go get.
Oh, my God.
Who feels freaky at 12 years old? What are you talking about?
Freaky at 12?
What school did you go to?
We are all some freaks now. You know,
we're awkward as hell right now. Oh, my God.
You know, 12 years old, like, what is that, 7th, 8th grade?
Yeah. Like, I was telling him before the show, like, I was a town boy.
Okay.
You know, I was a whole little boy. So I was with the guys, and we was playing ball, and I was, like, on the skates and riding bikes. I don't know about the freaky side.
Right, that was climbing trees with us and stuff. You know,
I was sliding down the mud slide with them, running up the hill. So that wasn't my cup of tea.
So how about this? Did you ever like kind of lie and say, "Well, Mom, I'm gonna be with Karen," but you was really with Bill?
Oh yeah, one time, like when I was in high school, I went to a party. Oh my God, my mother almost killed me. So I went to a party and I didn't intentionally mean to stay at the guy's house, but the party was so dope, I didn't want to leave, you know? So I stayed. And then, you know, the fear of your mom calling your phone and your pops calling your phone, you just don't answer.
Yeah.
So it happened when my pops and my mom came looking for me. And they didn't find me till like the next morning. And when they found me, oh my God.
Ooh, child.
I didn't do anything. Thank God, I ain't doing nothing. I was just like chilling, you know. It was a bunch of kids. We just stayed over. His mom was cool. She allowed us to stay over, but you know, I was just a kid that kind of felt like I wanted to do my own thing. So,
where did you get a phone in 1992?
I'm 87. I'm 87. What do you mean? This was
beepers were still beeping.
Right,
then.
And we had the chirp.
Yeah, the Nextel chirp.
So what do you mean?
Nextel chirp.
I'm 87. What do you mean 92? I'm 87.
Wait, y'all, because this brings me to a great story because...
Wait a minute.
This you mean, guy down here...
Listen, you mean you were born in 1987?
I was born in 87.
Okay, yeah. And you were in high school probably in...
Like 2005
or... Okay, you probably had an Obama phone.
No, 2005.
Obama.
Not an Obama phone.
Right, you had one of them food
no,
stamp
I
phones.
Had the Sprint and I had a flip.
You had a flip.
Yeah, my first phone was a flip with the green screen.
Oh, here's his flip.
Right.
Oh,
but it wasn't that fancy. It was a
flip. Oh, that's the one they brought. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's dope.
That's the one that didn't have no data on it. It just had text, call,
right. Yeah.
And maybe take a picture or something like that, a little cheaper.
No, we could even take pictures
on
that.
Oh, you played
phone.
A snake
so that wasn't no Obama phone.
Nokia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nokia.
It was a Sprint phone. Like, you had to wait until 5 o'clock to talk free.
Yeah,
and then your weekends was
the
free.
Minutes. Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. Like, call me back.
Don't
call me back when my minutes
sucks,
are free.
Y'all. Oh, my God.
I get it. So y'all had those luxuries back then. Okay. Now, I'm not that much older than y'all, but, you know, we had beepers and two ways and stuff like that. But cell phones.
And pay phones.
Cell
y'all
phones
had pay
were out, but, you know, they were so high that, you know, high school people couldn't afford phones like that unless you,
right.
You know, spoon fed with a silver spoon.
No, I worked in high school. I was working, so but, I paid my own phone bill.
So you had a little cell phone.
So, Mr. Bryce, so how was the life with beepers? Like, for instance, when you had a booty call or whatever, like if somebody beep you now, I remember 911 when
you
beep me 911. That's an emergency.
Like, yeah.
How was that to versus a cell phone?
He had to go to the payphone.
You still had to go to a phone.
You go to the payphone.
Or this is where the term 304 came from.
Yeah.
Because we used to use codes like that inside of a beeper.
Right.
Instead of having to go to a, you know, a payphone or somebody to call you back, I would send you a page of messages.
Right.
And it would be numbers.
Yeah.
And you would spell it out like they do, you know, when they shorthand texting and doing.
Right.
So 304 was one of the codes from back then.
Yeah.
Did you dealing with a, you know.
Right.
That was a word. So we would take numbers.
H-O-E.
H-O-E, yeah.
Okay.
And you would get it, and then you would send me back something, and we'd message each other like that.
Okay. That is so interesting. Why is this giving me Morse code or something?
Yeah, it was Morse code. Like, it literally was.
You got a 304
code. Oh, me? Oh. There you go, starting up.
Already, wait. Ready. Y'all, I have a story because Mr. Gray here caught us trying to sneak out. He caught us at the damn. We went skating. We snuck out the house to go skating. Uh-oh. And here this mofo pull up. I'm like, what the hell is your dad doing here, girl?
Oh, my God. Because
me and his daughter grew up together. And, like, Donnie, we were this close.
She's out there.
Yeah, and got y'all in trouble.
Man.
Yeah. You know, you think Tierra wasn't that bad. Yeah. Her mama was off the hook, I'll tell you that. But
yeah, my mom was strict.
Story.
That's what made me curious to want to go do with my friends outside sneaking and shit. Go sneak out the house. We went to Waffle House and shit. Like,
yeah.
Right. We all grew up together, though. You know, we were a close family, and we're all from Cleveland up north where we'll be Thanksgiving and what, Christmas? Sorry, what we used to do was
Thanksgiving.
Not you, Jimmy. But listen.
Look, this is a fool, y'all. This is a fool. I'm an honorary member of the family. He knows that.
Extended family stop in Atlanta.
He knows that. He knows it. He knows it.
You bring your ass to Cleveland. I'm telling you.
He gonna welcome me in open arms, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? We will make a snowman out of your ass.
And your ass gonna have a cardiac going to cardiac arrest.
So, but you know, one of the things we used to do instead of that, you know, when we had cold weather up there, so we had four seasons in Ohio, Cleveland. So I mean, we used to, you know, snow and stuff. You know, we play with girls. One of our favorite things was hitting each other in the face with a snowball. You come out.
Oh, y'all aggressive. Y'all worse than us in New York.
Yeah,
this ain't
no Ohio. This ain't Ohio. You hide your ass and keep hiding.
Our cousins is so worse.
You come out the door, you getting hit with a big old softball sized snowball.
And that the girls like that, they was attracted to that.
They want them to windmill your ass over down the street. I'm telling you,
you snowball me, you getting knocked out.
What?
Yeah,
he said what?
He like that.
Somebody from Jamaica told me he gonna snowball.
Listen, no, you snowball in my face.
You ain't never been around snow.
I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx.
That's right. You're from New York?
So I know how the cold feels. A cold ball in your face.
You never had a snowball fight with none
of
your, all girls?
Well, yeah, but never in my face, though.
So you're saying you got to...
That was off limits.
That was outside and we just playing in the snow. And you make a snow angel.
Face our head.
You know how to bob and use your weave. Bob and weave.
Like, y'all was aggressive in Cleveland.
They were.
I'm saying, it was a part of a, I mean, when you got four seasons, you got to find something to do.
Yeah.
But not snowballing your face.
Oh my God, girl, you wasn't even wearing all that Maybelline before. I mean, that is a damn clip. What the hell?
Not Maybelline.
Not the Maybelline. That's right. How you're telling your age.
I mean, that's what, I don't know the new makeup, so it was. You know, like Kylie Jenner on me.
Not
shit.
The Kylie Jenner. Shout out to Kylie Jenner. You know.
This is before
they
Mac.
They don't need
y'all.
No more plugs.
Before,
right.
Before Mac.
We, listen, edit them out.
You remember Maybelline?
Yeah, I never wore Maybelline. That's right. That's, you're giving me Avon.
Oh, wait,
like the book you got to order to Avon. Mary Kay.
No, we don't know the names because men don't wear makeup. Now, Jeremy might have some mascara in his pocket.
Now, this motherfucker.
Get over.
He going to stop being
Let me ask this though. Mr. Gray, would you ever wear, you got good gray hair on your head though, but would you ever wear the wig if you ended up receiving it?
Right.
A wig?
The man wigs, they got.
Men have wigs?
Beijing?
Yes.
So you ain't got a gray Beijing?
Men have wigs.
For fades and everything.
I'm like white men put it like with they bald and put two pounds
on. They got a whole man.
They got a whole man.
They be looking real sometimes.
So what, you like, you talking about what they do on IG when they be cutting brush waves down and they be styling their hair and do this bald?
No, it's a whole. They got a whole.
It's almost like a mat on the floor, but you put it on your head.
Yeah,
with waves.
They glue it down and everything.
And they cut it and do all that stuff.
They cut it and style it and fade it for the blend in.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? You know what I'm saying? I got it. My hair's still good.
God forbid you lost all.
If yours started, would you ever consider?
Or just go bald?
No, I don't know, man, because I've never, my hair's always grown.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, when I was younger, since I got all sisters and they all older than me and I'm the youngest and only guy, they used to practice on my hair. My hair was longer than all of it.
Yeah, he had the curls
and
everything.
My sister does hair and has a hair salon in Cleveland for 35 years. She used to come home from going to beauty school and practice on my hair.
Wow.
She would dye my hair. She would put all kind of waves in my hair, braids, all kind of stuff. And I just sit there and let her do it. And I'd get up and like, you know, I got to go to school tomorrow. So shit is orange.
So Mr. Gray, this is the question I have to ask. So you had a Jerry curl?
Yeah.
Don't say
yeah,
no.
Yes, you did. Several Jerry curls.
I seen the picture, y'all. It was fly as fuck though pimping. Back in the day.
No, it was pimping.
Like, he had the bitches. Listen, we know you had the girls.
I had long ass hair, but yeah, my Jerry curls was right around the time of my older sister
you had Jerry curls.
Got into the hair business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jerry curls was part of her biggest money. Yeah. She used to practice rolling my hair with them bone straight rollers and putting me on. I'd be sitting on the dryer next to four women.
That's
right. Yeah, like, then we all get our rolling out. They be looking at my hair, and I be looking at theirs like,
you got more hair than them.
My hair look better than yours.
I could, but
my sister used to practice on my hair, and I've never really had a receding hairline. Listen, my hair was graying when I was 17.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Right, so I kind of like, it wasn't a lot. It was like a few gray hairs on the top. So I said, damn, when I pulled it out one time and it started growing again, I was like, what the hell?
That's what you went on. Don't
17, right? I'm in the 11th grade. So I'm like, you know what? I ain't even going to trip. So one day, I went to this, didn't have a lot of money then. I went to this, like, this thrift store, right? We lived in Shaker Heights High School. And I went to high school with Gerald Levert at that time and her mother and her uncle. And it was a thrift tea place down there, but these old white men, they used to bring these nice clothes down there and donate them. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends in Shaker Heights High School, his mother had a cleaning store. Mm-hmm. So I would go buy a jacket, a shirt, a coat or something, you know, a Christian Dior stuff. And it was nice stuff back then. Mm-hmm. And I would take it to Leonard Corbin's mother's dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Miss Corbin, I got some money. Can you fix this cashmere coat for me? And she was like, all right, baby, give me $5 or something. Mm-hmm. And it would probably cost more than that, but she would cut it, sew it, and I would come to school.
Okay, you were fly.
So when I was in 11th grade, you know, I had a car also at the time, you know. But anyway, I would come to school, and I'd be wearing suits and a briefcase, and I had a couple gray hairs on top of it. They thought I was a substitute teacher.
Wait a minute. Who told you so?
I come into class, they all straighten up and shit. Tell them, here you come.
Who had you wearing suits? Who was your idol?
I was a little more advanced than the guys in my in my grade because, you know, I didn't hang with a lot of them. A lot of them was jealous of the girlfriends, long hair. And but I was more so about business. I was trying to do something. I was like, because back then, girls only liked the high yellow dudes with curly hair. Mm-hmm. So guys, my complexion, we had a rough time trying to get girls, right?
Yeah.
So I focused on getting, had me a nice little car, was dressing nice. I was like, y'all ain't even on my level. I'm coming to school and sit down and like, you know.
I love it.
And I was just on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And then the girls started paying attention, and the guys like see me with a car. They was like, "Yo, let us ride with you." I was like, "Boy, stop!" You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't you listen to Albie Shore? Boy, get out of here.
Come on, Albie Shore.
I don't want to hang with no light skinned
light skinned ass.
Stand y'all curvy head motherfuckers. Y'all didn't do shit. Y'all didn't do shit. Y'all just looked curvy. All of the girls y'all wanted y'all. I was curly. Really kind of jealous.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't getting no love, but then. Like years later,
it started playing.
The light skinned girls started coming at me like, I was like, what was you bitches at 5 years?
Was it when Bobby Brown kind of like took off?
Bobby Brown? Yeah, you know, Bobby Brown is actually, you know, he's got family in Cleveland.
Them, okay.
He's got family in Cleveland. I kicked it with Bobby Brown in Cleveland, but you know, but. You know, Jerry Curls, Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, somebody had to come up black because that damn man be shooting Christopher Williams. Well, we had a hit out on their ass.
Oh, shit.
But you know, it's the opposite. You know, the light skinned girls is loving us, and we like, you kind of look white.
And
give me that dark skinned girl next to you.
You kind of look white.
Right. You come up, look, you from the family of the house niggas.
Oh,
so,
right. Oh, my God. So we kind of started already, but like, so for today's topic, y'all, is the new age cats versus the old age cats. So we basically we got a little of both in the building today. So we're going to kick it off. I want to get everybody's relationship status. And why are you single if you're single? She cleared that for
Are we going left to right, or what would you?
Mm-hmm. Left to right.
So, you know, I'm single at the moment. Working in a lot, you know, I'm working in a lot and doing my little thing. But since I met Josette over here,
oh shit,
and I have yet to meet our kids.
Listen,
you know, this thing may change for me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You play way too much.
Y'all, he a huge flirt. Why, oh my god.
Flirt.
Oh my god. Anyways, all right. My relationship status. Oh my god.
Tell him the truth, girl. Tell him the truth.
No, I'm just doing me. You know, I'm doing me. I'm focusing on me, myself.
Oh boy,
we
heard that before.
Oh,
I'm focused on me.
Yes. That's my relationship status. I'm focusing on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why are you single? Like, why? Like, both of you. Like, why are y'all single to this day? Is it a choice, or is it something you're not ready? Like, what? You're starting with Mr. Gray.
Well, first of all, somebody seen me with your ass last week. They're not fucking with me. You know,
I give my niggas the bitches. Now that's
he would have anybody said, yeah, I have to catch you with Jeremy's ass.
He would have a bitch if he would
one woman threatened to run my ass.
I'm Mr. Hollywood, y'all. So
yeah.
you
he's Mr. Hollywood. Don't get me wrong.
Get him together.
Jeremy's my boy. He's cool. He's like family. You know what I'm saying? But somebody did see me with his ass, and I was trying to explain that shit.
Privilege.
That's it. So they won't talk to you because you were with him?
Yeah, no. Jeremy's cool. They see him in family photos, and he's Sheree's friend.
He's Sheree's friend.
We just tolerate his ass.
He still ain't answered the question, y'all.
But the reason why I'm single, you know, I'm an empty nester. My kids is gone. They grown. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm doing my thing. Shit, 5 whips a bike in the driveway. Shit, I'm taking trips. You know what I'm saying? I'm spoiling myself. I'm like John said. I'm looking out for me. You know, I have nobody to share none of this with.
You ain't got nobody to share with? Why?
Because you ain't came over, girl.
Oh, God.
Okay.
See? Okay. And you see how that's coming across to her as you just being a flirt?
He is flirting.
Yeah, he is.
Men can flirt. I mean, if we don't, y'all ain't going to say shit to us. It's tough for a man. Now, I know we're in Atlanta, and I know it's a lot of women here. A lot of y'all on, you know, y'all on that me thing. You know, y'all need to get up that selfish stuff, because men,
we always, listen,
we always come to the table bringing what we have up front. Y'all be coming up like, well, I don't know, and I'm just doing me, and I'll give you my number, but... We so tired of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
It is 17-1 in here. Y'all better start acting like it. Because listen, I can have anybody I really want if I pursue them enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, not being cocky or nothing, but y'all women, I know men holler at y'all all the time. And every time you walk in the door, somebody catcalling at you. And you put on that tight shit to get it. You want the attention, but you only want it from certain people. Y'all need to stop that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying not dress the way
I
you
disagree.
Want.
I disagree.
But don't come out here with your booty shorts on and tell me something. I'm just trying to do me. Nobody want to hear that shit.
So why we can't wear our comfortable clothes
I'm
and
saying,
just be
when
free?
A man approaches you and say, hey, Josh said, you know what I'm saying? I noticed you over there. I would like to buy you a drink. Maybe
but yeah, you can go buy you can buy me a
get
drink.
Your number. Yeah, you quick to take the drink and the food, but y'all don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? You need to stop using men. You
but
know?
You offered. Okay.
Listen, I will offer,
videographer
but you know
with
that
him.
Comes with a possibility of us
listen,
getting to know each other.
I've been out plenty of times where a guy offered to pay for my drink and my food, and I allowed him.
If I offer you some drugs, you gonna take that
no.
too?
No.
All right, then. So you know what you're taking.
Right.
So you know what you're taking, and you're gonna benefit from. Without no
so you're telling
attached.
Me if you buy me a drink, okay. I'm obligated
good
to
point.
Give you my number.
I'm telling you this: if you meet a man and you're not really attracted, you're not even show interest of this type of person.
Oh, I'm gonna let you know.
But you will still
oh,
take
let you
dinner
know.
And a drink, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you're basically using him knowing he has nothing coming. You
so
guys
you
need
saying,
to stop doing it.
You saying they should
you
decline the offer of if you're not interested with that person.
I'm saying this. You already know if you have any kind of physical attraction to a person that you just meet.
Right.
Men know it. We know it. And
right.
even if that person is attracted to you and you sort of like, he's not your type. You hadn't met it. You haven't met him. You don't know his personality. So you already prejudged him physically, which is cool. If
right.
that's not the type of person you like physically, that's cool. But don't lead the man on by taking drinks and food from him because we feel, and you understand why men get mad.
Wow.
And then they might turn around and stalk you because you have used
that's
them.
What you
we
wanted
don't
to
want
do.
No stalkers.
Okay.
You so, chose okay. you chose so you to saying, buy me a drink and buy me food. I didn't
so you can't
pressure
refuse
you.
It. You can't refuse it and be upfront and say, hey, I'm really not interested. And for my benefit, I will not allow you to buy me a drink. I can buy my own because you're always reminding us I can buy my own shit. Bitch, buy your own shit now. You know what I'm saying? We tired of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Now listen, folks out there in Wonderland, where y'all at? Men.
He talks.
Listen, if y'all, this is the problem. This is the problem. Women don't really think about how men feel when we try to date somebody and we get rejected. It's fine. We used to it. But if I date 5 women in a month and I maybe spend $200, $300 on each one of those dates, y'all don't think that I'm out of fucking $5,000 somewhere down the line, but all of y'all ain't even interested in me.
Mm. Okay,
so
that's a different
though.
Story,
yeah,
though.
That's true, though.
So this,
yeah, I agree with that, but that's a whole
reality,
different story.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't even play with you
story.
Like that, though.
It's the same story. And the same story is you don't see it because you was only on one date. I'm talking about how y'all don't think about how the man feels when y'all use him and he has nothing coming in the beginning.
Listen,
you know it.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been on a date where a guy literally took me out and asked me what I wanted to eat, and I wasn't impressed. He wasn't my type, but I went on a date with him, and I ate nothing. I didn't even get a glass of water.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to waste your time and waste your money.
Why did you go out with him?
I don't know why. I went out because he asked me on a date, but when I got there, he wasn't telling me nothing I wanted to hear.
Oh.
So that right there was like, you're not my type. But it would have been rude. Yeah, it would have been rude for me to get up and walk off. That was my thought, to get up and walk off. But I sat there, and I continued listening to him because I'm like, maybe he's going to say something that, you know.
So how did you make you stay?
How did you meet the person?
Why we gotta get into all of
well,
that?
Well, listen, because the attraction is similar for men to women. Because when we look at women, we usually look at a physical attraction. Now, we know that you might be, you know, crazy. You might be one of them, you know, you look good enough for me. I'm attracted to you physically. Mm-hmm. Just like now, I just met you today. Mm-hmm. And I have an attraction for you. Mm-hmm. It's not way up there and through the roof because I don't know your personality. Mm-hmm. I'm a little more, in depth when I get into somebody's personality. Mm-hmm. But physical attraction, you're a black woman. Right. You're a good-looking woman.
Right.
All right? And so I may consider taking you out on a date. Mm-hmm. Now, if that feeling is not mutual, why don't you say that up front instead of going on the date?
But how would you know? That's why you go on a date.
Because I said, why don't you say that up front?
Okay, I see what he's saying. Yeah. I feel like...
No, you wouldn't know.
We
though.
As women, we know.
I would know as soon as you come out, your mama say, "Nigga, please."
You know what your type is. Yeah. People usually go off their type. So he's saying, like, shut him down in the beginning.
Are you
like,
trying to spare me his feelings?
No, I'm not. Listen,
but y'all do that a lot.
Yeah, y'all like to play games.
Ooh,
so I'm just doing
don't
what y'all like to do.
No, I think it's a collective.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn stuff around to me. Play games.
Listen, women, y'all need to take ownership of what y'all do. You can't say y'all don't know what we want to do. We know what we want to do. We trying to. Eventually, get you out
draws.
Of the pole to see what you really look like. To be,
y'all is really trying to get them
to
right. Y'all just want to get straight to the draws, and that's
no,
it.
No,
but some of y'all want to get to the draws, too. Like, it, you know.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true.
25%.
But the thing with me is, if that's what I want, I'm going to come up straight up. I'm going to say, yo, I like you. Boom, bam, bam. I'm not going to waste your time.
Man,
I don't want you to take me out to eat.
There
you
go. Be considered pervert.
No, y'all wouldn't. I would. No, y'all wouldn't. Let me tell you something.
You come straight
up. No, y'all wouldn't. But yeah, it's a way of doing it. You ain't going to come out and say, take them damn draws.
So what's the proper way of doing it?
What's the proper way of doing it?
Go ahead, Josh. Say what you think.
What's the proper way of doing it?
A proper way.
Like an example.
There's no proper way. It's just like... Like you said, you'll know if somebody feeling you and you feeling that person. This is what y'all want to get straight to the dirty. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to waste no time. You don't want to go on no dates. You got, yeah. And then you got a guy who you want to wine and dine you. You, a woman would know.
Well, listen, have you ever met a man that you just wanted to jump his bones and you just met him?
Yes!
Okay, same thing. We just get it often.
Yes. All right?
So you don't have to know this guy, but if you if really sexually attracted to him, you would be like, hey, you might even approach him, be like, hey, come on, let's go do this. Y'all get those feelings too.
Right.
We just get them more often because
they do.
Y'all control sex and we don't for the most part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When we're not in a marriage or a relationship like and
that's
still,
true.
Y'all still control it then.
Right.
But you've got that feeling when you met a man and you was like, I don't care who this nigga is. This nigga's fine. He got you mean that BDE.
Right. I don't care about the occupation.
I don't care about BDE. I love it.
That BDE. You would jump his bones. But when it's just a regular average guy, where you ain't got that super attraction. Now he's
you go
you just want
that. Now he annoying.
You just want the draw.
Yeah, so true. I be doing that a lot. Yeah,
you
my best friend does that.
Boxes or whatever you call them. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's only good when it's you in the mood. So you can't denounce everything that a man feel for you because you ain't feeling it for them. You know what I'm saying? So how you think we feel if I get shot down 15 times a month? But you get 15 offers
a day.
But then that's
message.
It's not nobody's fault. Ooh. I'm saying your reaction is, I'm so used to guys trying to holler at me to get the draws or whatever they want, then I can pick and choose. I can pick and choose.
Hey, y'all, we set them by each other on purpose.
Let me finish.
That was good.
We set them by each other on purpose, y'all.
I can pick and choose the one that I want.
Yeah.
And then he's usually the bad boy that really ain't going to give a shit but run up in you and then keep going. But see that average dude over there?
Mm-hmm.
He might have kept you and married you and then y'all have lived happily ever after. But you ain't looking at that long term.
Right. Yeah. You know that's what I'm saying? So true.
You looking at that long thing that's in front of that nigga and you trying to get
no, listen. Can
Brother
I speak
Gray,
my
real
justice?
Shit.
Come on with it.
Don't you think that, let me speak for me. I get tired of guys hollering. Sometimes I get tired of it. It's just like, sometimes I go outside without my, listen.
Mama.
I go outside sometimes without a wig, without makeup, just basic. Some sweatpants, some slippers, a white tee, a white beater, something. Mm-hmm. And men still draw to me. They love that. They love that more than when I'm dressed up.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I don't want that. I just like to just be free. I want to go out and I don't want nobody talking to me. That's just me. So don't you think women sometimes do get tired of a guy always trying to talk to them? Like, the attention, I don't like the attention.
So you're saying the majority of men that you talk to is, the back thought is always a sexual nature?
It's not always sexual, but they always coming at me.
So
it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Like, it's never genuine.
Yeah, it's never genuine. Somebody catcalling at you or just trying to talk to you all the
Everything,
time?
Everything, all options.
So you've never had a conversation on a platonic level with any man?
Oh, yes, I have.
So stop putting everybody in the same category.
I'm putting y'all in the same category.
Y'all, listen, I get y'all little anecdotal little, you know, life that y'all been living in certain areas, but y'all take that and y'all run it across the board of every man. Y'all need to stop doing that.
Yeah. Listen, let me finish this.
And let me tell y'all something, the real truth to women.
Yeah.
Even though we're attracted to you, because our nature is to be attracted to a female. Right. I'm a male. You're a female. And I don't give a what your gender is. We were born. I'm attracted to you when the day you came to the door. You can have a mustache as long as you got a cat between your legs.
Right. You're still attracted. Unibrow cat, he good.
So let's get that out the way. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, y'all were born that way. Y'all are the female version. We're the hardness. Y'all the softness. And we love that about a woman. A real male loves that about a woman.
Yeah.
And I know if it bothers you that men try to say something to you for any kind of superficial reason, but when that one guy comes up out of the 200 that's been bothering you and he does it, then you all glitter.
Yeah. Right. He's so cute.
Googly eye.
Girl, please.
Listen.
But look, what about the other 200 men that you pushed aside? I don't mean all of them good for you, but that one guy that makes you tingle, you will change that whole story.
Yes.
So listen, you need to understand that everybody doesn't work out and have muscles. Everybody don't have money. Everybody don't have beautiful cars and houses.
That's true.
It's a lot of average men on how to do great things.
Look,
and y'all look
I
over
don't judge,
them
no.
so damn much. Yes, you do.
There you go. Speaking for
Watch
speak
that
for
finger,
the women
Watch
that.
Watch that finger. Y'all see that? She pointed that little skinny ass.
That's the window.
Y'all see that shit? That
y'all
is a trick
that
right there. She started off that damn finger. So let y'all me see that. Something. That's a Caribbean trick.
No.
Let me tell y'all something. They point that finger. They want to shut you up. Let me tell you something.
So
all right, go ahead,
Jesse. Oh, God, you are hilarious. But you got to speak for the females that you encountered. Me, like, it's a Jamaican saying, when I'm frightened for a lot of stuff, I'm that type of female. I don't care if you got money, car, this, that, house, whatever. You can't impress me. I remember one time I went to the ATM machine, and I was drawing money. And this guy rolled up behind me and said, I could give you more than what you're about to pull out your ATM. And I looked at him like, what? Are you kidding me? Why you think I'm here? Because I'm about to do the same thing you about to do. I don't need your money. You can't impress me by your money.
That was some insecurities
you
and shit. That
like,
was that
I don't
some
like
other
when
shit.
I was gonna get some, I don't, yeah, if I'm talking to you, it's not because you got a car, you smell good, you look good. Because sometimes you could be the basic person and you could be flyer than the guy who's hype and got all of that.
So how do you get to know that person that's basic, and if he can't get inside your circle?
I would invest my time into him when I am ready. You can't force me to talk.
See, there
to
you go again. When I am ready. It's all about you.
Wait, let me ask y'all this. When was y'all's last relationship?
Who, me and Jesse?
I mean,
for the show.
Or whatever.
Is there something to tell
that? We was in the bathroom necking. Nah, we was cool. We're being cordial. We're just being funny.
We was in the bathroom. What?
No,
just skip that. I just peeped that. What? I didn't think I heard. What do you think?
Oh,
we was in the bathroom. That's what he
let me make this one last statement, and I'm kind of shift this to the right. What was the question?
When was your last relationship?
You got to define relationship, because a lot of people think they got little butt buddies. Oh,
shit.
When was
buddies.
Your last relationship?
Let me tell you
and a person, when was y'all last relationship?
Don't be leaning them on now.
It's a straight answer. Today, yesterday, last year, when was your last relationship?
You talking about my last serious relationship?
Yes.
Your last relationship. Yeah.
I thought you were talking to her.
Mr. Gray, it's on you.
My last serious relationship... I think it was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you know, it didn't work out because you know, she had some hang-ups about her past that she needed to deal with, and she was trying to start something new without finishing the old. She needed a little therapy.
Gotcha.
And, you know, long story short, she had lost a child. And she hadn't gotten over it. Okay. Like a newborn child, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And she hadn't gotten over it. And, you know, and she didn't deal with it. She just was, you know, trying to party out of her system, trying to travel and do other things, and she didn't deal with it.
Right.
And I told her, I said, listen, you know what I mean? You know, you need to sit down and get some therapy. You need to, you know, move past it. I'm not saying move past the memory of your child. You need to move past it in your life and figure out where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, and I told her, I said, I mean, I'm going to back up off you and, you know, I can help you if you need it, but, you know, you got to do some
stuff. But that's good that you offered that.
Yeah.
See, with your spirit, with you offering that, you kind of let up, like, you gave her, like, shit, I'm here for you. Like, what's up?
Right. And she, you know, she, you know, and, you know, I wasn't there, you know, it wasn't my child, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what it was about. So, I backed up. She came around and came around, but she just didn't put the work in. She needed a little therapy. I gave her a few avenues. I said, if you need me to help you, I'll help you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she takes care of herself. I mean, it's not like she couldn't afford it. If she needs some help, I would help her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, I think we all need a little therapy to get through some of our things so we can stop
prejudging y'all hear that?
Future people that we meet because we've been in bad or not so great relationships.
Right.
People stop carrying
this
baggage.
But what if you don't want to meet nobody? Why it
then
gotta be
that is a problem in itself because life is about people.
Yes, and it is, but you don't have to meet somebody to just feel like.
Let me tell you something, and I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm gonna tell you why I think Josette says this. Josette, you know, I know you have children, and they're probably still underage, and a lot of times y'all grasp to your immediate family because they're there on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Yeah.
But y'all don't understand, you know they're about to be out the door going to do their own thing. They're going to have their own family.
And that's,
you
that's
should true. Be building on something for you because what you going to do? You going to wait until date to when they leave?
I have somebody I'll talk to, but at the end of the day,
we're not talking about butt buddies and little drive-by booty calls.
Butt buddies.
Y'all need to stop this. Okay. If you're not building on something serious, then you're just a booty call. And I'm going to tell you what I told another woman. When she was talking about marriage to me, when I was vetting her, I said to her, you know, and this strictly honest, I said, you seeing someone? She said, no. I said, you know, if you don't mind me asking, when the last time you've been intimate with somebody? Mm-hmm. She told me maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I said, why aren't you with that person? Because that person doesn't fit my criteria. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you're sleeping with that person for what? You just get, you know, you got to, you know, scratch a little itch or whatever.
Right, right.
And she said, well, yes and no, you know. I said, well, you're sleeping with somebody that you wouldn't consider for marriage, but you want me to put a ring on your finger.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not going to marry somebody else's booty call.
Hell no. No.
Get your shit together.
That's no. Me too.
And like, maybe you made a lie to a nigga or something.
Right.
But you know what? It eventually come out. But ain't no man marrying nobody's booty call. You somebody jump off and gonna act like I gotta put a ring on your finger. You know what I'm saying? I put a ring on your toe, bitch. You got me.
Message.
That's real shit. I'm trying to be real. Listen,
shit.
And y'all think I'm the only one thinking like this? Listen, brothers. Men think like this, and women think that we are so different in species. There's only two species of humans. It's female and male. Y'all need to understand that men, you put us in the same situation, we're going to react the same. Maybe some, less or not. But if you cuss a man out in public, either he going to give you one or two things. He going to look at you and say, we're going to talk about this when we get home. Uh-huh. Or he going to walk out the door and go get in his car and leave you an Uber. Or he going to choke your ass out right there. Now, which one you want? Stop talking to us like we all different. You run from nest to nest to nest thinking you're going to get a better man than what you had.
Yeah.
You put him in the same situation, we may react the same.
So,
and maybe we're loud and maybe we're not. Maybe we don't hit women and maybe we do. But y'all don't understand. Y'all keep jumping from nest to nest thinking y'all gonna find something better and he's still a man.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with y'all.
Yeah. So Pepe, with that love, so what catches your interest these days in dating? Speaking of, like what gets you and just like, oh shit, this she has potential.
I don't know. You really like these days, you gotta, for women, there's so many of y'all out there because y'all outnumber us in numbers, right? As far as more women than men, especially in Atlanta. You know, it's a lot of people migrate here, and it's so many women, you know, the number of population towards men, or against men. So I don't really get into when I'm out in the scene, I don't really try to get into people's personal business. We party and let's have fun or whatever. Now, if you get in my space and you want to get to know me, of course I'll get to know you. But you know, if you want them people to jump from relationship to relationship, you're not able to commit. You haven't been in a long term relationship. You have several children by several different men. Use a red flag. You got no children and you 35, 40, 45, and you've never been married, no children, red flag.
Wait a minute.
No, seriously, no. He's speaking. No, he's speaking.
No,
it's some shit.
That's just
not you.
Thinking.
I think with no, me or just with everybody.
He said I'm a red flag.
No,
why am I a red flag?
To a man
that's just the average man speaking politically.
No, to
not
a man,
all women is like that.
You got to understand the difference.
Let me hear what he got to say. Why?
To a man that is serious about dating and mating and being with someone. If I was a dude, I wouldn't, you know, if I'm just out here and I'm living my best life or whatever y'all call it, and I'm just kicking it and I ain't really serious, I don't care if you ain't never had no kids. I don't care if you 40 and you ain't never had no kids and never been married. That's not what I'm here for. But to a real man that's vetting you to be his wife, to be something serious in his life and maybe even bear his children, he's looking at those parameters. If you 40, and not saying that you might not have a female issue where you can't have children, that's one other thing.
Right.
But if you've never been married, if you've never buried a child in wedlock, and because it's better in wedlock. If you got somebody, you somebody baby mama, that's an issue. All right. Now, several baby mom or daddies is another issue, but one child, maybe a man can get through that. You know what I'm saying? But if you have never had a child, if you've never been married, that means to a man, and I'm gonna tell you straight up, it means that either if you can bear children, you've never had one, and you can get married and you've never tried, you selfish as fuck. You selfish. And this is how men look at you.
Yeah, okay.
Or careful.
No, listen. If you're 40, just think about how many dating years you've had. You've been dating since you was, 15? And I'm not talking about serious. All right, say some 18, college, high school. You've been dating for 15, 20 years. You telling me you hadn't found anybody to be serious with, or are you not serious? So stop playing with us.
But what's
y'all
the
think
rush?
We don't
what's
understand
the rush?
They all been a
what's
joke.
What's the rush? Bitch, you 40.
And there's a thing called Plan B.
Ain't no rush.
Ain't no rush.
Let's be real. I ain't trying to be nobody's baby mama.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not trying to be the baby mama out here. And you met my past boyfriend who I was with for a long time. We should have probably got pregnant along the lines of dating each other and being with each other for 9 years, but it didn't happen.
Right.
God's will. Secondly, I'm not trying to just be somebody's baby mama out here. So it's like,
I could have,
but there's also a thing called Plan B and other things. But it's just like, no, I don't think that's a thing. Like, I don't think that's a red flag.
I'm not saying that, I'm not talking about you, so stop acting like I'm talking about you. That's my baby.
Why
right
am
there.
I the exception? I don't know, but yes.
Back at the point. Y'all women have a clock, and y'all know as far as bearing children, right? And I know it's gotten later in life now, but y'all know, y'all spoke to y'all GYBN or what the hell they call it?
GYN.
OBGYN.
OB, yeah, whatever.
OB.
Yeah, them stirrups and all that. So y'all understand y'all biological clock as far as bearing a man's children, because a man that wants to marry you wants his wife to bear his child.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you came with a child, even two, that man still wants his own seed.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, when a man is building, he's building his legacy. He at least want to see a part of his life still living after he's gone. We're thinking long term. Y'all be thinking so short term, and y'all just go from man to man. This one ain't working out. He ain't this. He don't that. He don't do this. He don't, you know. It's like, you do that for 10 years, 15, 20, you're 40 years old. And then your childbearing days, who wants to have a teenager and be 65 years old going to somebody's prom? You know what I'm saying? You waited too long. You had a baby at 43.
Oh, man.
And by the time the child graduates, you're going to be 65, 68. Do y'all not see this pattern?
No.
Your body is made to bear children early on in your life. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think when the little girls have periods at 13 and 14, even younger now. After you have
that's
a period, you're able to bear a
that
child.
That's weird.
You know what I'm saying? You're able to bear a child.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, you know, done, we don't think, but But y'all gotta stop waiting so long to build, because we don't, life is not gonna be around for us that long, you know?
Life is short.
We gotta consider the whole picture. Y'all be thinking so short term, and I'm not saying y'all, I'm saying all of us, men, women, just right. this generation.
In general, yeah.
We think so short term, we think we got all the right. time in the world, and yeah. we don't. So what I'm saying is, men, they have a lot of children early on because they just be running around like jackrabbits. You wake up, you're damn horny, you right. get piss hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just hogging from 20 to 30.
Yeah.
I think I had a hard on for 10 years. I was like, what the hell? I'm saying shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to buy a belt and tie that shit to my leg. I don't know what the fuck.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Did you see my belt, Nicole?
No. What are you talking about? And I'm only answering no.
My bad. Well, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we produce a lot of children, but men yeah. can produce children all the way until their 70s.
Mm.
But y'all can't do that.
That
you know?
Is true. And
y'all be trying to free, women are trying to freeze their eggs.
Yeah, he's a point.
We're trying to do all this extra stuff when, listen, who wants to have, you know, 9 or 10 year old and you in your 50s? You should be way past that. You know, when you're in your 50s, your kid's supposed to be going to college. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They ain't supposed to be having no damn toddler running around the damn house.
Yeah.
And you walk in the people in the Walmart something.
But life expectancy is different now.
Yeah.
You know, you have women that are able to still. Women are living longer, are able to, like, look at Janet Jackson. She had a baby at 50.
And there are options. And you guys see.
I know few women at 40s.
You know, so it's right a different too. Age now with mm-hmm. women, just to be on their side, that it's this different times now.
But the majority of it, that is not, you know, that's just a little, you know, that's a little incident here and there. That's not the majority of people, you know.
Gotcha.
So yeah, women can have children well into their 40s and 50s. But is that what we're supposed to do?
And it's not most women, you know. So I see what he's saying.
Is that what you really supposed to do?
Right.
Wait till you're 50 to have a baby? You know, Janet Jackson had that baby. So she had that baby. That baby's the heir of some oil tycoon. I had that nigga's baby. Oh. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a damn baby's the oil tycoon. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The baby's rich. The baby's got more money than her. And the baby's damn right. 6 months.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be for real. That was by design.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about the exception.
Right.
You know, let's talk about the majority. And the majority of women, it's a lot of women that can't even bear children.
Right.
They would love to have children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you just spit them out and give them away. Shit. Use that monkey.
All right.
God
of mercy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Y'all work that bucket. No, bro. No, you giving messages.
Unfiltered.
So Mr. Unfiltered. That's your name,
oh my
Mr.
God.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered comedian. Hey, family,
I'm
y'all.
Just trying to keep it warm.
I'm peppy. I love it. No, see, this is some good shit. Mess. But I want to ask you, do you consider yourself dateable or you consider yourself a fuck nigga?
Say that again. I want to get this shit right. Before I jump over this damn thing. Fuck, you called me a what?
They called me a what?
Nigga, do you know where I'm from?
No, so
do you know where I'm from?
Do you find, well, I mean, I don't go off of geography.
Say that last part you said.
Do you find, I'm going to repeat the whole thing. Do you find yourself dateable or you consider yourself a fuck nigga? And you know
all
what?
Right, like, all right, audience, let me just talk to you.
I don't think you know what you mean.
You know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. The word fuck nigga deserves a punch in the mouth, period. Good stomping. But okay. I know Jeremy. I know he's just talking. I don't really know what a fuck nigga is because I've never been one and never hung with none. You know, but dateable, I'm always dateable because I'm alive and I still got, you know, functioning body parts and I'm still doing my thing and I'm a good dude, and, you know, overall. And, you know, everybody got a little past, but, you know, I don't have a rough past. I ain't wanted by the police. I ain't never been to penitentiary. You know what I'm saying?
Exclamation.
I'm a probation officer. And the fuck nigga part, I don't know really what these people call fuck niggas.
So basically, just a fuck nigga, somebody like dateable or a nigga you just want to fuck.
oh, that kind of nigga.
Yeah,
just to just break it down.
They use women to just do the draws, and then they.
Well, let me tell y'all something. This is gonna be this is gonna take a minute because I'm gonna have to break this down.
Break it down.
Dissect this bitch.
Preach to the people.
All right. See, y'all ever heard the term alpha male kind of?
Yes,
thing?
Yes, we got questions about that term. Too,
yeah. You know, it's usually for the animal kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Because you know we don't really travel in a lot of packs, and there's one you know ruler of the pack. So that's what the alpha thing means, and then women use that. Alpha thing kind of loosely too. I'm an alpha female. No, you're not. You're a stupid ass girl. You like slogans. And there's no such thing as an alpha female. And alpha so-called men or stronger men, mm-hmm. heterosexual men,
right.
we don't let women fuck us. All right, we do the fucking. Any man, including myself, if I ever had sex with you, you are not going to control the bed. I control the bed. I'll let you get your little funky off. But you're not gonna control the bed. So understand that about men. Ooh. So I'm fuck nigga. You can't fuck me. I do the fucking. All right? Wait, you gonna get on this
thing.
You do what the fuck I say. You don't jump on top of me talking about what you gonna do to me.
Bro, I'm a gay nigga feel that way. I'm a gay nigga feel that way.
You got the dick. All right? I got the dick. Now you better understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you swing on this motherfucker, but you gonna get in line. Yeah. And if you try to be aggressive to me in bed, I will push your ass on the floor.
Wait,
get your
ass off. Who hurt you in the bed?
That ain't gonna do
nothing. She said, say my name. She told you to say my name, and you just got
when
triggered.
When a man is assertive, yeah. I'm not mad at women. All right? Yeah. But y'all be trying to act like dudes. And a real man don't like aggressive.
No.
Brother Gray,
I know y'all be trying to be free thinking y'all are gonna please us. Listen,
oh my God.
y'all wanna be like corporate girls, and y'all wanna try to act like strippers in the bedroom. We can tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? We can tell the difference. Oh, see, a lot of y'all be faking. Now, y'all really think this is the problem. Y'all really think a man's fantasy is having some kind of stripper kind of girl do all this shit to him? Listen, we real men, real heterosexual men, alpha men, if you want to call it, we do the controlling. Man, yeah. I'm telling you, we're talking about we gonna snatch that wig out your head, or we gonna flip your ass over the damn sink if that's what you want. You gonna get it, and you gonna get it real rough. And when you get up, you gonna look like you've been in a damn fight. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be over for your ass. You ain't about to jump on me on top of the bed, tell my nigga, harder. I'll throw your ass on the balcony. You gotta be fucked up. You ain't about to control this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you the truth. If a man sit around and let a woman just. Listen, I don't even like a woman trying to pull my damn pants down. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing?
Oh, so.
Are you serious?
So, Peppy. Listen, what the point?
Our videographer had to leave.
He walked off.
Get your head down. Give your body all it needs, yeah. Just give it to me, baby, yeah. And we don't. How we make love on the shit. To Pluto, we're finessing like Bruno. Give you this love that you want. Make it last all night, cause
you know.
Cause you know. It's gonna be a fun ride. Now we're here, take over. Show me how bad you wanna. Give me that love that I want. Gotta keep me craving it all night long.